arms. It is time to shoot your favorite confetti cannon because welcome to this show. And if you're like, who the hell is this broad and what show are we talking about? I'm Jess and you are now listening to the Babe AF podcast. You know, babe as fuck, my second favorite F word besides Friday. So what you're going to find here is amazing tips and tricks on how to be the most confident version of yourself. Amazing dedicated time to celebrate yourself, especially when it involves confetti. And you'll be learning from or about amazing trailblazing babes of their time in their business. So I get to sit down and either teach you guys about some amazing women in history or sit down with the best babes in their industry that are blazing trails, doing amazing things, and who just really love what they're doing. And I cannot wait to share all of this with you guys. I'm so happy that you're here. If you've been a longtime listener, what up, bitches? If you're brand new, I'm so, so happy that you're here. So have a seat, get cozy, let's fucking go. Hi, you guys, it's Jess. I have stumbled plenty of times. I trip over everything. Oh my God, you have stumbled into the Babe AF podcast, and I'm your host, D-host with the mostest, mostly a hot mess express. I have not sat down and given myself the joy of talking to you guys really that much in 2023 because, well, your girl has been busy with a capital B. And I just want to come to you guys and say that this is episode number 143. So if you are as old as me, you know, almost 42 on February 6, 2023, born in 1981, what's up? Am I now an antique? Probably. But if you know the 143 on a pager, always kept on vibrate, by the way, then we are the same. I saw a TikTok video the other day that said all of the girls that are listening to Miley about how to buy themselves flowers. And I am over here learning from the Dixie Chicks on what to do with Earl. We are not the same. And if you've ever listened to an episode of this podcast before, I've told you guys time and time again on buying yourself flowers like once a payday really just changes the mood in your house. You get to smell them when they smell good. You get to trim them and take care of them. My husband gives flowers pep talks, including the first set of flowers he ever gave me were carnations and the second set were tulips. And if you guys know anything about those flowers, majority of the time, they don't last very long. Y'all, those carnations lasted for a month and a half. And those tulips, because of Dukes's pep talk, lasted 2.5 months. Now, mind you, my birthday is in February. I got flowers on my second date and I got flowers on my birthday. So take that as you will, but the winter months of Texas are very bipolar, sometimes very chilly. By chilly right now, it's 45 degrees and clear. So cheers to that, my babes. Cheers to that. Today we are going to be getting some fun tips on, I don't really know what. So here's an ad and I'll figure it out in about 35 seconds. See you in a bit. All right, you guys. Luckily for you and me, this is not going to be a 2-minute and 46-second episode because I figured it out. Oh my God. Who's excited? Dare I say new year, new me? Fuck no. Same me, same bullshit. Buckle the fuck up. Okay, you guys. So if you've ever listened to a new year's resolution, opportunity, whatever the hell you want to talk about it in the new year, it's January 26th. Have we stopped going to the gym yet? Are we still going to the gym because we went last year? Are we doing things that make us feel good and bring us joy? Like the fact that it's January 26th, this episode's coming out on the 27th, and my Christmas tree is up still. And we're going out of town this weekend. My birthday celebrations are next weekend, and the Super Bowl is the weekend after that. So really, this is going to be a holiday tree. There are gold and red ornaments on it. So dare I say Valentine's Day too? Holy shit. Maybe I'll take it down the weekend after the Super Bowl. One can only hope. My poor husband. Okay. 1 year I kept it up until like fucking March. So we might actually be 2 weeks earlier than normal, which is quite an accomplishment in my book. So while you were away, I got my shit together for just a little while. And I'm going to show you and tell you guys some awesome things to remind yourself this week. I know this episode's on Friday and you're like, Jess, this week's fucking over. It's the weekend in like 12 hours. I know. I freaking know. But I wanted to give you some encouragement so that you can take it with you while I am yelling at wrestling in San Antonio for Royal Rumble, because yes, that's how I'm spending my weekend and I'm actually really excited about it. I went a couple years ago with my husband and some friends and I thought it was a joke. Y'all, the theatrics and the outfits really get me. I just am alive in there. It's way fun. The vibe is unmatched. Get it? Wrestling match. Man, I'm fucking funny. Okay. Here are some reminders for your week. Celebrate all little victories throughout the day. You guys know I love a little victory. Today at work, I had a sale. If you guys don't know, I'm in sales. It was not the biggest one I've ever had, but it was there. There was one. And you know, sometimes you just need a little reminder to tell yourself how much of a badass you are. So celebrate the little victories. Okay? Okay. Maybe this episode is going to be shorter than I anticipated. I don't know. Number two, do not determine who you are as a person by the things that are on your ta-da list. And if you don't know what a ta-da list, it's what I call my to-do list, because every time I check something off of it, I say, ta-da, I did it. See, now going back to number one. Little victories. They really motivate you throughout the day, I promise. So you and your worth are not determined by what the fuck is on your to-do list, okay? Okay. We know better. Let's do better. Number three, you're doing better than any time you've ever not given yourself credit for. Because when's the last time you did that? When's the last time you made yourself into a credit card and scanned that motherfucker at Target? Nobody know, because you don't give yourself any credit, myself included. I love competition. I love to win. I love to see other people win. I love to encourage. I love to motivate. I love to high five. But when I receive credit for some things, I get a little ick. So if this is your ick, let's turn your ick into a hooray. I don't really know. There's no other adjective positively that starts with an I that I could really think of. So that's what you have for number three. Number four, get comfortable with doing things that work for you and do not fucking justify them to other people. You are you and they are they. And that is where that should stay. Man, what did I have for dinner today? I promise I'm not going to rhyme the whole episode. I made a chicken vegetable curry with rice. Anyway, get comfortable with the fact that the way you do things is not the same that everyone else is going to do them. Trust me, at work, we listen to calls from other people to get encouragement and learn how other people are doing great things. And I listened to a call today from a male counterpart, and I will tell you that I do not talk the same to my clients as he talks to his clients, but he's doing great. He's always done great. And I should take some pointers, but then make them my own, right? So no, I know what I have to do to get the job done. Some days are easier to do that than others, but I have to get comfortable with the way that I do it because it's right for me, but also not close myself off to learning from other people, because no matter who they are and when they come across my path and how fast or slow or the journey in which adventure we're on together, we can learn from each other no matter what. And if he's getting the job done, then I need to also take some of that with me and run around and be like, oh my God, it's me too. Because you know I want to be included. And if you've ever been a girl in a sales role, that shit's crazy. It is very male dominated. I should have known coming from my golf background that is sometimes the case. But I'm about to put on this tiger hoodie, if you know, you know, and get some shit done in the next 4 days of the month because I just deserve it just as much as he does. So, number five, if you have an idea, a concept in your head and you cannot get away from it, fucking do it. It is 2023. Stop excusing things away. Stop telling yourself you can't. Fuck imposter syndrome. And if it's something you really love to do, start slow, but just fucking start. Hi, have you met me? I'm Jess. I have a podcast and I'm scarily launching another one in February, maybe March, maybe April. I don't fucking know, you guys. I have one intro episode up and it's me talking. I have a lot of work to do. I have work to do during the day. I have weekend appointments with friends. I have this podcast, Sunday Spill with Steph. You guys, it's coming back this week. Who's excited? I'm excited. But this is an idea that I've had in my head for a very, 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 very long time because your girl is obsessed with true crime in a way that the intrigue of what and how things happen in the manner and processes that they do is just legit. And Dukes honestly was like, when we first dated, he's like, you watch so much Law and Order, SVU, TMTM. I know it's theirs. I'm not taking it. That I really feel like I should change your phone ringtone.
Yep.
Phone ringtone. I said it. To the theme song. Because every time I'm at your house, that shit's on the TV. But now I've changed to other types of shows. Like Court TV. I'm newly obsessed. I mean, what took me so long to love Court TV? I don't fucking know, but here we are. Man. All right. So basically number five is like, it's not too late to do what you really, really want to do. Don't let anyone fucking stop you about it. Okay. I mean, do your thing. Love your shit and get, let's go. Do you want me to put on my running shoes? I'll come along with you. Number six, be proud of yourself no matter what. I feel like we sit inside this hole and shell of ourselves a lot of the time and we don't take, like I said, give ourselves credit, but also take the opportunity to sit in a room full of people that are smarter than you. Because number one, if you're the smartest person in the room, as we know, and you've heard a million times before, get in a different fucking room. And you are the sum of the five people you surround yourself with. How cliche can I get on number six? I don't fucking know, you guys, but listen. Be proud of yourself. It is 2023. You are alive. You are well. You are loved, especially by me in episode number 143 of this podcast. And you have goals to fucking accomplish. And if you don't know what the fuck those are, write them down. Put them on a to-do list. Celebrate every fucking step of the way. Because a small win can also be a large victory. Just depends on how you look at it. The other day, I was having a really hard day. I took the dog for a walk. I hope Buckley didn't hear me. He's like in the other room and that word is like trigger word for him. And I knew I needed to get outside. I've been working out. Like Chris and I are in a little competition to see who can work out the most in 2023. I think we might be equal now because he didn't go to the gym last week and I went one time. So maybe we're evil. I mean, equal. Fuck. We're not evil. Okay. Equal. We're equal. Fucking shit. Can you guys tell it's been a long time since I podcasted? Do you guys remember when I had a co-host? God, I love Karina Garner. But man, I miss that sometimes because a lot of times I'm just sitting here and laugh by myself. I'm not kidding. There's no one else in the house right now besides Chris and he's working in the bedroom and it's like the opposite side of the house. So I'm sure he's in here like, what the fuck? Who knows? He's been married to me for 11 years. Happy anniversary, Jess and Chris Dukes, because we've made it this far. Look at us go. But he knows I'm weird as shit in here. Who knows? Man, oh man, oh man. I've also had two cups of coffee today, a giant tea, some candy. You know, sometimes you just got to get through days with a smile and a giggle and a snore, and that's just the way it's going to go. So those are my six things to remember this week. I'm probably going to make an infogram about it. You're probably going to love it or hate it. I don't fucking know. But I have literally just babbled through this episode, so I'm going to have to go edit it and then write the notes later. Because your girl fucking forgot already. You know, sometimes you just have stuff laying on your heart and you need to really just put them out there for the people to hear. And that's your quick 12-minute. Little 12-minuter. You're welcome. I love you. Happy 2023. Let's fucking go. Don't forget. Always be babe AF. And if you don't know what babe AF means, it's called babe as fuck. It's the most powerful, intricate, amazing version of yourself. If you don't feel like it today, get dressed. If you don't feel like getting dressed, brush your hair. If you don't feel like brushing your hair, wear your favorite lip gloss anyway and put yourself back to bed. But tomorrow is your better day. Because today, you just needed a day to rest. And you'll return more powerful than yesterday. Okay? Trust me on this. Do the little things that help your brain reset, but also do the things that give it power to be creative and awesome. Okay, that's all for now. I hope you have the best weekend. Maybe there'll be a Royal Rumble recap. Who knows? That is a alliteration if I ever said one. We love those here. All right. Toodaloo, motherfuckers. I love you. Bye. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.